Whatever happened to America's love affair with the station wagon? Once an automotive fixture in driveways across the country, station wagons are seldom seen anymore. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John McElroy. He's Detroit-based auto industry analyst with Autoline.tv. John, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Holly.
I was binging Stranger Things on Netflix this week, and I saw those 80s-style station wagons that they were driving around, and I thought, where did they get those cars? Because I don't see them anymore.
No, you don't see very many. I mean, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there's about 9 station wagons out there right now, but sales are abysmal. Volkswagen just announced it's dropping its Golf station wagon, a model they called the Sport Wagon and the All-Track. Audi already killed its station wagon called the All-Road. Jaguar's got one called the Sport Brake, but the rumors are it's going away within a year. There is one that sells really well, and that's the Subaru Outback. It's going strong. The rest of them, not so much.
What happened here? Because it was an article, as Holly points out, back when you had the, you know, the family truckster, the giant one you threw the kids in the back, and the, let's go back to 9-passenger wagons with a rear-facing seat. I mean, that's a long time ago, of course. But even after that, it seemed like the station wagon sort of had a place, right? It wasn't a pickup truck. It wasn't a minivan. It was just right.
Yeah, you know, station wagons sold well up until maybe the early to mid-1970s. That's when the baby boomer generation really started to come of age, get married, and the last thing they were going to drive was the vehicle that mom and dad had when they were kids. So they didn't want that whatsoever. It wasn't until about the early 80s that the minivan really came along, and bang, sales absolutely took off from that because it provided more versatility than a station wagon, and it didn't look like a station wagon until minivans got this bad image, you know, soccer mom or soccer dad. And while they're still going okay, their sales are down this year. And automakers have been hoping that station wagons would make a comeback because what replaced the minivan, of course, was the crossover or SUV. And now we're maybe at a tipping point with them where, you know, everywhere you look, there's a crossover or SUV, and they all have the same silhouette. In fact, if you pop the badges off them, most people couldn't tell the difference from one to another. And so automakers have been hoping maybe wagons will be the next big thing. So far, it just hasn't happened because wagons, while they're cool, and by the way, the people who buy wagons tend to have much higher levels of income and education than is for the rest of the market. So they attract a very well-heeled buyer. But again, wagons just do not provide the versatility that a crossover or a minivan offers.
And of course, they're bigger than what's at the other end of the market. So you get the hot hatch category where you've got, you know, maybe a 4-seat car, but you can still flip the seat down and throw your bike in, and you can park it.
No, you're absolutely right, Stan. You know, hatches offer a more versatility than a car with a trunk. But hatches haven't exactly really gone hot unless you look at a crossover. And really, they're hatchbacks. They just happen to be larger than, you know, a hatchback built off a car.
Well, we've got 30 seconds left, John. And, you know, the way the pendulum swings in this business, any hope for a comeback someday, or is this the death knell?
Well, everybody's got their fingers crossed, but, you know, when you look at the sales numbers, they're just not there. Like I said, Subaru has cracked the code. They're going strong, and if anybody else can figure out what Subaru's doing right, maybe it will make a comeback, but so far, no dice.
All right. John McElroy, the Detroit-based auto industry analyst with Autoline.tv.